Harford, White, Gullen. This is RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
400 to go. Wolf Rostropovich, Finch out 4 deep, followed by Brimham Rocks. Mirage Dancer runs on behind those bow and Declare and Murder Glass right down the outside at the 200. Finch strikes the front, but here comes Murder Glass. Murder Glass takes Finch, followed by Mirage Dancer, Bow and Declare. Murder Glass, 100 metres to go, kicks away. 2 lengths, Bow and Declare. Murder Glass, it's the Japanese again. Murder Glass from Bow and Declare. Photo third, Mirage Dancer or Constantinople.
And that's how it happened at Caulfield on Saturday. Race number 9 it was. The Stella Artois Caulfield Cup was taken out by the Japanese horse Murder Glass, which was a fantastic performance, but tucked in behind was the performance of Vow and Declare in second for Craig Williams, the Freckler, in the saddle for trainer Danny O'Brien. And Danny's been good enough to join us in the build-up to, obviously, Cox Plate Week this week and Melbourne Cup after the derby the week after. Dan, good morning.
Morning, guys.
How are you this morning? I imagine you would have been really pleased with how your horse came through the Caulfield Cup, Vow and Declare. Big run to get into second.
No, we were really pleased, as you say. That was, you know, his first step up into the big time as a four-year-old, and he acquitted himself really well. The winner was, you know, just too sharp for him late, but our guy stayed on really well, and I think it augurs well for him as he gets out over further at Flemington.
And there's been a lot of talk about heading to Flemington, and that's going to be obviously the grand final and the best chance for the horse to have its moment. But when you get so close in a big race like the Caulfield Cup, is there an air of, even though you're really excited and pumped for the result, an air of, bloody hell, we just missed?
Yes, no. As I said, the winner certainly had us covered. You know, sat behind us and sprinted past us. When you're unlucky and a bit closer, and that it can be frustrating, but we were beaten on our merits on Saturday, and happy enough going forward.
Dan, we were having a bit of a whinge about not knowing the form, and then in Japan, the winner had obviously won a lot of races. Do you have an understanding, or you would better than us, but how good this horse was before it started here?
The Japanese form, it's high class form. They're very, very good, particularly at 2,000 metres and beyond. I was over there in Japan in June, July, and had a look at some of their training facilities, and their racing's all geared around, 2,000 metre plus racing from the time the horses are born there. They're really set for these sort of horses, races, the older ones are just really well seasoned and conditioned, and that horse had won 5 in a row, which is pretty hard to do, so no surprise that it turned up and was the winner.
So, Danny, when we talk about Vow and Declare, about better at Flemington and getting ready for the Melbourne Cup, how do you train a horse to be so competitive in the Caulfield Cup, but with that eye on the prize of the Melbourne Cup? What do you do from a training perspective to have that little bit left in the tank?
Well, we sort of programmed him to be, at his best for Flemington. He had only run in the Turnbull and obviously now in the Caulfield Cup, so he's just had the two runs this spring, giving us, the option that we're building and peaking on Melbourne Cup Day. Most of the training's now done. He had a really good fitness improvement coming out of the Turnbull, and he's come out of the Caulfield Cup in great shape as well. So it's pretty straightforward from here. The program has been set from a long way out. So far, so good. He'll certainly get to Flemington as good as we can have him.
So did he surprise you on Saturday, or did he give you extra confidence that the Melbourne Cup's a serious chance now based on his run, or was it what you were expecting?
We were expecting him to run well. We were a little bit cautious about Caulfield because it's probably a track that's not as suitable for him. But Craig took that out of the equation. He gave him a nice long run in, hooked him out sort of a half mile from home, gave him galloping room, and that helped the horse really wind up and keep finding the line. We were expecting a good run, and that was what we saw.
Oh, it was an outstanding race. Craig, take the ride in the Melbourne Cup?
Yes, he will.
Fantastic. Well, it was a big result for the punters who were on, and I reckon there's plenty of Vow and Declare Melbourne Cup punters who are very, very pleased with how it all unfolded. What about in the one of the early races? We had a chat to Ollie a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about the filly Miami Bound, who's fourth, I think, in race 4 or 5 on the weekend. Heading towards the Oaks still?
Yep, she gets to Flemington, and she'll probably run Wakefield Oaks. That's been the plan for her all spring. I thought she was okay on Saturday. Obviously, the winner really blew that race apart.
Yep.
But But, yeah, I feel he stayed on really well late. And getting back to Flemington for the wake form, the Oaks, she'll have had a great prep for it, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, we're looking forward to it as well, and we're looking forward to seeing many more winners for the DT O'Brien stable through the spring, mate. We appreciate your time. Go get them.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Good stuff. Danny O'Brien with Vowan Declare, second in the Caulfield Cup.